News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. The National Human Rights Campaign for Equity is once again this year ranking Michigan low on its state equity index because it's still legal to discriminate against someone based on their sexual orientation or gender identity. The Michigan Human Rights Campaign is renewing its call for the state legislature to add the LGBTQ community to the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act, but House Speaker Lee Chatfield says it's not going to happen.
I do not believe that we can pass this law while still protecting religious freedom.
The Michigan Civil Rights Commission has decided to start hearing discrimination cases interpreting the word sex to include the LGBTQ community. That's despite an opinion from former State Attorney General Bill Schuette that they don't have the authority. The current Attorney General, Dana Nessel, has been asked by the governor to review that opinion. Nessel has said that she'd be glad to. This week's slew of school closings will not result in extra days being added to the academic year. School districts are allowed up to 6 days to call off classes because of the weather each year, and everyone in the area used five this week, along with some earlier closures in the winter. Interim State Superintendent Sheila Ailes told districts in a memo the waiver for up to three additional days is now in place because of how brutal the conditions were this week. She adds that just because the governor issued a state of emergency, closing schools was still a local question, and no districts were obligated to call off classes as a result. A forum on immigration will be held next week in St. Joseph, organized by Interfaith Action. Immigration Facts, Faces, Fears, and Faith will feature guest speakers with expertise on the immigration system, along with people who've been through the system. Interfaith Action's Sid Moen tells us immigration's very much in the national spotlight right now, and the group wants to help the public understand more.
Want to provide folks with an opportunity to explore the nuances of immigration in general, and then ultimately also to look at what is a faith perspective.
Moen says after the panel discussion with the invited experts, those who attend can discuss their experiences with the system and the parts of it they think need to be reformed. Interfaith Action is a coalition of faith groups that seek mutual understanding. The Immigration Forum will be this coming Thursday, February 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Rose Center on Wayne Street in St. Joseph. Now that the polar vortex has passed, some adventurers may be tempted to wander out onto the ice in Lake Michigan, but South Haven Area Emergency Services is warning them to overcome that temptation. The agency says there's open water beyond the ice floes, and the predicted moderating temperatures this weekend will make the ice packs unstable. As the U.S. Coast Guard's Austin Ballard told us during an ice rescue training exercise last month, if you fall through the ice in just regular clothes, you won't have much time to get out.
You only got 1 minute. Get your breathing under control, 10 minutes of movement, and an hour of consciousness, and that's pretty much it.
South Haven Area Emergency Services spotted some people walking out on the ice near the lighthouse today. It asks everyone to be more cautious. The Berrien County Road Department is making progress when it comes to cleaning up this week's snow. It says North Euclid Avenue is now open again to traffic. It was closed this week between Red Arrow Highway and Territorial because of snow. Berrien County Road Department continues to remind drivers not to ignore road closure signs in severe weather. The department also says as of this afternoon, it was still working through all the messages left for it by phone this week. With county government just reopening today, there were a lot of service calls to review. The road department is asking people who are waiting for return calls to give them until Monday. As communities across Michigan prepare for the first recreational marijuana businesses to open next year, many have decided to ban them. Michigan Cannabis Industry Association spokesperson Josh Hovey tells us hundreds of local governments, like in St. Joe and Niles, have made that decision.
We're seeing a lot of communities just do so as a stopgap measure while they wait and see how the rules and regulations from the state develop, and then are going to take another look at their local ordinances after that.
Hovey says most of Michigan's largest cities, including Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Lansing, will be allowing recreational marijuana businesses to operate. And a $50,000 grant has been announced for the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Children with Special Needs Fund. The grant comes from the Rollin M. Gerstacker Foundation, and the money will be awarded in two rounds this year. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services spokesperson Bob Wheaton tells us The Children with Special Needs Fund provides equipment to families with special needs kids.
In some cases, it can be ceiling and stair lifts, which are quite expensive. In other cases, it can be to pay for other needs that the children may have, like wheelchair ramps, therapeutic tricycles, weighted blankets or vests, adaptive recreational equipment, that type of thing.
Whedon says thousands of children with disabilities and serious illnesses have benefited from the fund, with awards of more than $8 million over 75 years. Last year, the fund provided 85 grants. It was established with an endowment from the founder of the Dow Chemical Company. We'll have a link to more information at WSJM.com. WSJM News Now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lyons, bringing you the market recap and closing stock prices for Friday, February 1st, 2019. U.S. stocks ended mixed on Friday after a tepid outlook from Amazon partly offset a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The S&P 500 was up less than 0.1% to end at 2,707. The Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced 63 points, or 0.3%, to finish at 25,064, while the NASDAQ Composite was down 0.2% to end near 7,264. For the week, the S&P rose 1.6%, the Dow was up 1.3%, and the NASDAQ booked a gain of 1.4%. Equity markets were buoyed midweek after the Federal Reserve signaled a more patient stance towards future rate moves. Investors digested a round of better-than-expected economic data on Friday from the Institute of Supply Management's manufacturing gauge and the employment report, which underlined the U.S. economy's strength. At the same time, key equity benchmarks were weighed down by Amazon's earnings after it said revenues for the first quarter of 2019 were forecast to fall short of expectations. Shares of Amazon.com fell 5.5%. Some stocks of local interest: American Electric Power was down 6 cents to $79.06. Facebook was down 91 cents to $165.72. IBM was down 32 cents to $134.10. Apple was up 37 cents to $166.64. Fifth Third Bank was down 21 cents to $26.61. Stryker was down 26 cents to $177.31, and Whirlpool Corporation was down 2 cents to $132.99. This is Dan Norton with Hilliard Lyons, where we take a team approach to your investment needs. We are located at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News Now continues. President Trump meeting with border security professionals today at the White House, once again making his case for a wall to stop everything from drugs to sex trafficking. ABC's Andy Field has details.
One former Border Patrol agent telling President Trump about a teenage girl used as a sex slave, brought to the U.S. and repeatedly raped for money.
Had there been a wall, had there been a barrier, this little girl likely would have been saved.
The agent and other officials telling the president sex traffickers avoid ports of entry, which is why they need more walls and barriers in open parts of the border. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Venezuelan exiles who fled their homeland are telling U.S. Vice President Mike Pence that the moment has come to intervene and overthrow President Maduro. And Pence told Venezuelans in Miami that Washington was working toward a peaceful transition so that the opposition leader could come to power, and he assured them the Trump administration will continue to weaken Maduro. Russia has reacted to President Trump's announcement that the U.S. will withdraw from a key Cold War arms agreement, the INF Treaty. ABC's Patrick Revel is in Moscow with more.
Now the U.S. has triggered the withdrawal mechanism from the INF Treaty. Russia has 6 months to destroy the missiles that Washington says violates the Cold War arms agreement if it wants to save it. There's no sign Russia will do that, though a foreign ministry spokeswoman, Maria Zakharova, mocked the U.S. demand that the missiles be destroyed. She told State TV that the U.S. has provided no evidence that the missile breaches the treaty. Patrick Revel, ABC News, Moscow.
Cory Booker today announcing his intention to run for president in 2020, joining an ever-growing pool of Democrats interested in the office. ABC political director Rick Klein says don't discount the idea of President Trump being challenged from someone within his own political party.
I'm still not ruling out the possibility of a primary challenge to President Trump. A lot of pieces are starting to fall into place that would make that more likely rather than less.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says Foxconn Technology Group needs to do a better job of communicating its plans for a southeastern Wisconsin plant. The company initially said it planned to build a massive plant in Mount Pleasant to produce flat-screen panels, then backed off this week and said today it was reaffirming plans for a manufacturing facility. Evers says there's, quote, no limit to skepticism if the company's messaging isn't coherent. Empire actor Jussie Smollett has released a statement disputing rumors circulating on social media that he'd been less than cooperative with the investigation into an alleged racially charged attack by two men in downtown Chicago. Ryan Burrow has more.
In his first public statement since the alleged attack, Smollett says he is okay, adding, quote, my body is strong, but my soul is stronger, end quote. He says he's been completely honest and consistent on every level with police. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says there's no reason to doubt his story that he was attacked by two men who beat him, threw a chemical on him, and tied a rope around his neck.
He's been very cooperative, and we have no reason at this point to think that he's not being genuine with us.
He says they consider Jussie Smollett to be the victim. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
A Pacific Northwest measles outbreak has some state lawmakers rethinking what's known as the philosophical vaccine exemption as the number of confirmed cases of the virus grows into the dozens. Washington and Oregon are among 17 states that allow some type of non-medical exemption for childhood vaccines for personal, moral, or other beliefs. In Washington, a bill introduced by a Republican representative would remove the personal exemption for the combined measles, mumps, rubella, and MMR vaccines. So what are you making for the Super Bowl this weekend? It turns out some states have very different tastes than others, says ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
When the big game kicks off and you're having that party, what big dish will you be eating? Google has compiled a list of top Super Bowl food recipes that people have been searching for. In Alaska, it's nachos. In Texas, spinach dip. Mississippi, white chicken chili. But wait, in California, home of the Rams, it's baked chicken breasts, and in Massachusetts, Patriots territory, gluten-free pretzels. At least there's Illinois, where it's jalapeno poppers. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
By the way, for Michigan, it's pizza, and for Indiana, it's fried rice. And January will end with a whimper. At the box office, here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
Super Bowl weekend, not usually a big weekend at the box office, and this year, no exception.
You have to believe me, they made me do it.
The crime drama Miss Bala, starring Gina Rodriguez, is the only film opening wide. It's the Jane the Virgin star's first headlining movie role, and it's on track to open in the $6 to $10 million range. That'll cap off the worst January at the box office in 6 years. Receipts are running about 15% behind last year.
No one's coming to save you.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXSign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.